It's Friday, the 1st of November, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbian. The Civil Aviation Authority convened the Aviation Safety and Security Conference, themed Strengthening Namibian Aviation, a future built on safety and security. This 2.5-day event aimed to enhance aviation safety and security through collaborative discussions on strategies to bolster these vital components of the local aviation sector. Manager, Safety, Promotion and Quality at the Authority, George Matruis.
Most of our training is done outside the country, so we are looking at the prospects of making it conducive for us to train and how are we going to facilitate that process. We were looking at substance abuse and use thereof and how aviation industry can play a role in making sure that we address this type of issues.
November marks Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, or Movember, an annual campaign focusing on highlighting the effects of prostate cancer, the third most commonly diagnosed cancer locally. Here's the CEO of the Cancer Association, Rolf Hansen.
It's really a challenge when it comes to this type of cancer amongst men as well, which means that we need to address this topic. It's an elephant in the room and we bypass it, but it's always as if the men shy away from this sensitive topic. And it's a very simple PSA blood test that can actually help fight prostate cancer. So this November, men, please support the November campaign.
To South Africa, where ANC's Babalwa Lobishe is now mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, succeeding National Alliance President Gerry van Niekerk, who stepped down to take on the deputy role. Both leaders resigned to facilitate the leadership swap, positioning the ANC to lead the metro. Van Niekerk dismissed coalition conflict rumors. Lobishe emphasized the need to ensure stability and resident-focused governance.
I stand here very humbled by the nomination. I trust that the same support that we have received today for the council is the one that will be displayed when we are driving service delivery across the city. We want to commit ourselves that we are going to roll the sleeves much higher.
On the continent, Sudan's rapid support forces launched violent attacks in Gezira State, south of Khartoum, killing at least 120 civilians and injuring many others, according to the UN and media reports as seen by Deutsche Welle. Additional sources suggest the casualty amount may be even higher. The UN's Office of Civilian Aid reported that 47,000 people were displaced in the recent attacks. Donald Trump is campaigning in New Mexico and Nevada, while Kamala Harris in Arizona and Nevada. They're both covering as many swing states as they can, just 5 days before the U.S. presidential election, while tackling controversies. Caroline Malone is on the ground for us and now reports.
It's the final stretch to the finish line for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris's campaigns, but each has been plagued by controversial comments. Trump on Wednesday dressed as a garbage collector in Wisconsin, hitting back at comments made by President Joe Biden that his supporters were garbage. That in response to a comedian slamming Puerto Rico at a Trump rally in New York, offending a key demographic of US voters. Polls show both candidates are neck and neck in the final days of campaigning. With every vote counting, Trump is off to Milwaukee and Virginia this weekend, Harris in Pennsylvania for a final rally on Monday. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.